Welcome to the Wrangell High School Gymnasium. Doug Ord bringing you Glacier Bear basketball on KHNS. Tonight we've got a doubleheader of the Haynes boys against the Wrangell girls, and then followed after that we'll have the Wrangell girls and the Haynes girls. Kind of a rare occasion right now with both teams traveling together. It used to be the way we did this all the time back in the day, so kind of interesting going back to my high school days with watching the girls down here cheering on the boys during the game. We just finished up with the boys and girls JV games. Boys JVs lost 59-32. Scoring for the boys were Jordan Badger with 7, Keegan Sundberg with 5, Matthew Green with 8, Charlie Bauer with 5, Dylan Parmeri with 2, Jacob Stegan with 5. The Glacier Bear girls JV came back and beat Wrangell 35-25. Scoring by the Glacier Bears, Natalia Taylor with 4, Destiny Cowart with 6, Autumn Gross with 9, Janae Larson with 2, Bogie Siebens with 9, Jordan Stegan with 2, and Olivia Wing with 9. So it's been a little rough trip for the boys so far. They had a little rough seas getting into Craig. They played Wednesday and Thursday night, losing both games down in Craig. Then they drove up to Kaufman Cove this morning, came across on a smaller boat over to Wrangell. And so this will be their third game in 3 nights here. They all look pretty healthy and chipper, ready to get those 2 losses against Craig out of their system. Glacier Bears 0-4 on the season so far. They lost a heartbreaker in their first league game against Metlakatlin. Justin Swinton missed a baseline runner at the end of the game that would have clinched that one for them. Then they've had a couple blowouts against Metlakatlin and Craig, and then last night's game in Craig was quite a bit closer. Wrangell also 0-4 in conference play to start the season. So both these teams looking at each other as an opportunity to get healthy and get into the win column and start building some confidence as they get ready for that Region 5 tournament in Juneau, that second week in March. We were kind of a little late getting here on the ferry. A lot of fog this morning when we were trying to leave Petersburg, and a little rough getting through the Wrangell Narrows when you can't see more than about 10 feet from you. So we're ready for our starting lineup. 6'2" senior, number 22, Chevy Fowler, one of the starters for the Glacier Bears. Number 41, 5'11" senior, James Morgan. Number 21, 6'3" senior, Kai Sato Franks. In fact, Kai got a new haircut here, looking pretty aerodynamic out there. Number 40, 6' senior, Justin Swinton. And the final starter for the Glacier Bears, 5'7" senior, number 20, Isaac Wing. Glacier Bears also have Jordan Badger, Chris Turner, Keegan Sundberg, and Matthew Green, it looks like, on the bench for them. Glacier Bears coached by Steve Fossman. He's assisted by Ralph Swinton on this trip. Now for the Wrangell Wolves. Number 23, 6'3" senior, Robert Marshall is one of the starters. Number 20, 5'10" junior, Aaron Howell. Number 44, 6'1" junior, Michael Otteson. Number 22, 5'11" sophomore, Bryce Gerald. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Wolves, number 33, 5'9" sophomore, Blake Stokes. And the Wrangell Wolves are coached by Ray Stokes, assisted by Jason Clark. We've got Merritt, Jay Bush, and Angerman for our officials, and we'll take a quick break here while we do the national anthem. All right, had the Pledge of Allegiance to the National Anthem this evening down here. Both teams huddled around the coaches. And now the Glacier Bears and the Wrangell Wolves are out on the court. Glacier Bears start off the game going to my left. Wrangell Wolves be going to the right. We've got a nice perch here up above half court on the far side, away from the teams, up behind the crowd. Looks like we've got Marshall in the center circle for the Wolves. Fowler in the center circle for the Glacier Bears. Freddie Angerman, official, getting ready to join them in the center circle, and we're ready to tip this one off. Ball's up, controlled by the Wolves. Number 20, Aaron Howell on the dribble into the front court. He's picked up by Wing. Picks up his dribble, goes left-hand side to Stokes. Stokes has Swinton on him. Go to Otteson at the high post. Stokes curling. Girard. Marshall. Howell. Down into Audison. Audison spins on Franks. Nothing there. Goes outside to Marshall. Marshall looks for a cutting. Audison stolen away by Fowler. Nice defense by Fowler to get the ball to Swinton to the Glacier Bears. He's in the front court. Comes left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan tries to drive. Kicks it out to Franks. He's going to drive down the right-hand side all the way up on the right side. No good, but we got a foul on the Wolves. He's going to be going to the line. Shooting two. Number 44, Michael Audison, his first personal foul, first team foul on the Wolves. And Kai Franks at the line, shooting two free throws for the Glacier Bears. First one is up, been good. Kai gets the first point in this game, 1-0 lead for the Glacier Bears. Got a Franks at the line, this one's off the rim, rebound comes down to Audison. He hands it off to Marshall. Marshall up into the front court. Dancing out behind the three-point line. Kicks it out to Howell. Howell with a wild three-point shot. Rebound down by Shadow Franks. Off to Swinton. Swinton pushes it up in the front court. He's going to drive in the lane. A lot of contact. No call on that. 44. Michael Austin down with the rebound for the Wolves. Now we got Stokes on the dribble for the Wolves. He's going to get into the lane pass Swinton, and they're going to get a bump by Swinton. That'll be Justin's first personal foul. First team foul on the Glacier Bears. They put it up on the board as 41. We'll see if they correct that. Marshall tries driving on the left baseline, cut off by Fowler. Fowler hounding him out behind the three-point line to get it to Audison. He's got Franks on him. Comes up top to Stokes. Stokes looks over the defense. Little pick and roll on the left-hand side. Gets past the man, tries to throw it in there. Stolen away by Fowler. Fowler up ahead to Swinton. Swinton all the way up on the right-hand side. And he's going to draw the foul on, looks like Aaron Howell will pick up his first personal second team foul. And Justin Swinton will be going to the line now, shooting two. Glacier Bears, when they push that ball up into the front court, there's some lanes getting there all the way to the hoop. They just need to start finishing some of these layups and get this a three-point play instead of just two shots from the free throw line. 6:29 left in the first quarter. 1-0 lead for the Bears. Make that 2-0 as Justin makes his first free throw. Swinton at the line for his second. And it's off front rim, rebound down to Robert Marshall for the Wolves. He quickly pushes it up into the front court. And Fowler will pick him up at the three-point line. They go down onto the baseline for Girard. Gerald up top to Stokes. Stokes calls out the play. Comes right-hand side to Gerald. Gerald looking for a cutting. Actually, that was Marshall to Gerald. Excuse me. Gerald's going to get the bucket. On a nice cut by him, and that one will be on number 41, James Morgan, his first personal second team foul on the Glacier Bears. Bryce Gerald's got two. He's at the line looking for a three-point play. That one's off. Rebound by Swinton. Swinton, again, presses it up into the front court. Goes right-hand side to Franks. Franks eyes the three-point line, gives it to Turner. Turner checked in on that last dead ball for the Glacier Bears, and it's off Chris's foot out of bounds to the, nope, they called White, but now they're giving it to the Glacier Bears. Quickly in to Fowler. Fowler, oh, he had the open shot, turns around, hands it off to Franks. Franks is going to take the three-point shot. That one's off back rim, rebound comes out long to Fowler. Fowler spins, oh, he had the baseline, picked up his dribble, though. Now he's going to throw it into the backcourt. That'll be an over and a back call. If Fowler would have just looked at the baseline, that was wide open for him, but picked the ball up and got a turnover into the backcourt. 2-2 game with 5:49 left in the first quarter. Blake Stokes on the dribble, guarded by Swinton way up top. They go inside to Robert Marshall. Marshall turns on Fowler, up off the glass and good for two. Marshall using that extra size in there. Goes up over the top of Fowler. Swinton coming back. He's going to drive into the right-hand side. Ball swatted away to Franks. Franks picked it up, and good for two. Cash out of Franks. He's got 3 points, and we got a 4-4 ball game. Stokes quickly back for the Wolves. He's going to try driving in the lane. Kicks it out to the left-hand side to Gerald. Back to Stokes. Stokes on the defense. Look for a pick and roll, nothing there. Nicely defended by the Glacier Bears. Gerald, double teamed by the Bears. Gets it off to Howell. Howell, right hand side to Gerald. Gerald's going to turn on Turner, drive in on the lane and have it blocked, but we're going to get a two-shot foul on the Glacier Bears. Chris Turner, his first personal foul. He was trying to defend out there on the wing. As soon as Gerald got that corner on him, Chris wasn't able to get caught up and get around in front of him. A little push from the side. Gerald's first is up and good. He's got three on the game. And into the game, we've got number 45, Mason Dingwall, in for the Wolves. Looks like Aaron Howell will take a seat for the moment. Gerald at the line for his second. That one's good. He's one for two for three from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. It's a 6-4 Wolves lead. Swinton on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Comes left-hand side to Saddle Franks. Back to the right-hand side to Turner. Down the baseline to Swinton. He's got Stokes on him. Cross-court pass to Saddle Franks. Eyes a three-pointer. Looks to drive the lane. Cut off nicely by Marshall. Out to Turner. Turner to wing. Wing. Left side to Turner. Turner's going to try and drive inside the lane. Lost control of the ball. That one's going to be off the Wolves and to the Glacier Bears. Nice hustle. Both teams trying to get on that loose ball. And Wolves knock that one out of bounds. Back into the game is Morgan for Turner. 4:38 left in the first quarter. Wolves 6, Glacier Bears 4. Kai Franks inbounding along the baseline, left-hand side, halfway between the lane and three-point circle. Gets into Fowler. Back out to Swinton. Swinton with Stokes on him. Goes right-hand side to wing. Down on the baseline to Morgan. Morgan gets it inside to Fowler. Fowler turns, looks for the shot, leaves that one short. Rebound comes down to Fatu. Morgan comes down. He goes up for the shot, and he's going to be fouled. Let's see if they got it on the rebound or on the shot. 45, that's going to be Mason Dingwall with his first personal. Third team foul. We've got three team fouls both ways. James Morgan's going to be at the line shooting two. First one's good. They're calling this one pretty tight. Everybody's getting to the free throw line here. This will be the Glacier Bears' sixth opportunity from the line, three so far for the Wolves. And we're just not even halfway through the first quarter. Morgan gets his second free throw. He's got two, and we're tied up at six with 4:21 left here in the first quarter of play. Blake Stokes comes right-hand side to Gerald. Gerald going to drive baseline against Morgan. Frank steps up nicely, cuts that off the dribbler. Stokes now with a long jump shot. No good. Rebound down by Fowler for the Glacier Bears. He gets it to Swinton. Swinton's got a three-on-two break. He's going to drop it off to Kai Sada Frankson. Up and good for two. Glacier Bears back with a two-point lead now. Quickly coming back across the 10-second line of the Wolves to Gerald. Gerald's going to go in and accept that Marshall is going to drive in. He's going to score the bucket. And we're going to get a foul on the play. I believe that's number 22, Chevy Fowler. His first personal fourth team foul on the Glacier Bears. And we got an 8-8 ball game with Marshall at the line. Looking for an old-fashioned three-point play. Shots up and good. It's a one-point lead now for the Wolves. Marshall's got five for the Wolves. Swinton on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Picks up his dribble, looking for an outlet. Comes left-hand side to Saddle Franks. Kai left, comes over to Morgan on the left wing. Up top to Isaac Wing at the top of the key. To a cutting Swinton. Swinton tries to get inside the lane, outside to Morgan. Morgan with a three-point shot. That's way off. And rebound comes down to Gerald. Gerald over to Stokes. Stokes now on the dribble. He'll bring it up across the 10-second line for the Wolves. Looking for a screen, trying to get past Swinton. Drives into the lane, cut off by Swinton, gets it to Gerald. Gerald on the dribble. Looking for somebody, gets it down inside to Audison. Audison up and good for two. There's a defensive switch there for the Glacier Bears. Somebody forgot Michael Audison, left him wide open, middle of the key. Don't want to do that with the big guy. Swinton to Franks. Franks right-hand side to Morgan. Up top to Isaac Wing. Wing looked at the three-pointer, but it was cut off nicely by Gerald. Good defense by the Wolves. Swinton now comes left-hand side to Saddle Franks. Saddle Franks looking, nothing there to drive, so he reverses up top to Wing. Right side to Morgan. They're laying off of James. Now to Franks. Franks to Swinton. Swinton's going to take the three-point shot. That's bad brick off the back rim. Rebound comes down to Mason Dingwall. Dingwall's going to drive it up into the front court. Guard guarded by Wing. Gets past Wing, going to drive into the lane, passes it off to Audison. Audison steps into a 13-footer, up and good for two. Michael Audison, nice stroke there, the right side of the key. Now we got a timeout by Coach Fossman, 5-point lead for the Wolves, 13-8 with 2:17 left here in the first quarter. Well, we have a break in action. We'd like to thank our underwriters for this season. Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KHNS, and by the Captain's Choice Motel, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Southeast Road Builders, Alaska Power and Telephone Haynes, Lutech Lumber, and Old Roots Market Center. Thank you, all you Glacier Bear supporters. So staying pretty nip and tuck there till the last couple times down the court. The Glacier Bears missing assignments defensively here, just not picking up their guys, leaving that Audison, number 44, you know, 6'1 junior, watching him in the past couple years. The guy can shoot. I'm not sure who was supposed to be guarding him, but I know Coach Fossman's definitely got it cleared out, cleared up over here during the timeout, because he's killed them the last two times down. Glacier Bears back with the ball. Swinton goes right-hand side to Turner. Turner looking for something, nothing there. Comes up top to Kaisada Franks. He fakes the drive, will back it out behind the three-point line to Wing, to Swinton. Swinton looks at Fowler down in lane, reverses it instead. Now back to Swinton. Swinton looks, goes inside to Fowler. Fowler going to spin cross-court to Wing. Wing for the three-point shot. Good. Isaac Wing, nice ball movement by the Glacier Bears. Go inside, outside. Wing knocks down the jump shot. We've got a two-point game now, 13-11, 1:41. Quickly back is Gerald. Down to Dingwall on the baseline to Audison. Glacier Bears helped off Audison again, and he killed him with a four-footer right in front of the lane. Back to a four-point lead for the Wolves. Glacier Bears come back to Wing on the right-hand side. Up top to Sato Franks. Down inside to Fowler. Fowler gets double-teamed, and we're going to get a foul on one of the Wolves. They dumped it inside to Fowler again, and Wolves came collapsed on him, but one of them got a little too much of his arm. Number 22, Bryce Gerald. That'll be his first personal. That's the fourth team foul on the Wolves. Glacier Bears inbound to Swinton. Swinton looks over to Sato Franks, gives him a screen on the right-hand side. He'll bring it up top to Wing, to Turner on the left side. Turner going to try to get it into the baseline to Fowler. Fowler a little up and under. No good, a little too hard. Rebound comes down to Gerald. Bryce Gerald looking for a lane to drive past Turner. Can't find it. Picks up his dribble up top to Stokes. Stokes. The screen on the left-hand side from Audison, doesn't take it, waves him off. Now it comes right-hand side to Dingwall. Dingwall inside to Marshall at the high post. Marshall spins on Fowler, and Fowler's going to foul him. That'll be Chevy's second personal, and that will send Marshall to the line for two. He's got 5 points, 1-for-1 from the free throw line so far this evening. 45.1 seconds left here in the first quarter. 4-point lead for the Wolves. Marshall taking his time at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. He's got 6 now on the game. And into the game for the Glacier Bears, Keegan Sundberg coming in for the Glacier Bears. And Isaac Wing will have a seat. Now we've also got James Morgan coming in. He'll take Fowler's place. Don't want Chevy to pick up that pick up a third foul here real quick when we still got time left in the first quarter. Marshall's second is up. No good. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton up ahead to Morgan. Morgan cross-court pass to Sundberg. Out to Sato Franks. He'll eye the three-point shot. That's off the back rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Audison. Ooh, and we've got a foul on Turner, and then Audison threw an elbow at him. I don't know why the officials didn't call a technical on that. Any elbow is supposed to be a technical. Coach Stokes was quickly yelling at Audison for that. Fossman's asking how come that wasn't a technical. Well, he's asking something, wants to make sure he's okay, and he's wanting to know how come you don't get a technical when you throw an elbow. So anyhow, Wolves have the basketball. Audison gets past, that was Marshall gets past Swinton. Justin wasn't moving his feet, just trying to ride him along the sideline there. That's Justin's second personal foul. Not a smart foul there for the Glacier Bears. They've got 17 fouls now, and it's 1-1. So there in the bonus are the Wolves. And they're sending Marshall to the line. He's 2-for-3 from the line so far. First shot is up. Rattles out, no good. Swinton down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. He's going to push it up into the front court. over to Sundberg. Sundberg up top to Sada Franks. He's going to drive into the lane, and we're going to get a foul on the Wolves. 1-5. That'll be Arthur Acuna checking into the game. That'll be his first personal. He came in for Blake Stokes. I'll say Sada Franks to the line. He makes his first. And off the bench's wing for the Glacier Bears coming in for Swinton. And number 20, Aaron Howell, back into the game. And here, Bryce Gerald will take a seat for the Wolves. Sada Franks, second one is long. Rebound down to Marshall. Marshall dribbling up into the front court, guarded by Morgan. Gets past Morgan, throws it over to Audison. Out to Dingwall. Dingwall with a 14-footer. Rebound comes down to wing for the Glacier Bears. Off to Sada Franks. 7 seconds left here in the first quarter. Sada Franks is going to drive in, go up with a shot. No good, and we're going to have a foul. Sends Sada Franks back to the free throw line. 45. Mason Dingwall, his second. So Sada Franks did a nice job creating the contact there. He'll be going back to the line for another two free throws. He's shooting 50% so far here from the line. 2 for 4. He makes his first one again. A little more concentration, Kyle. Let's get this second one down on this go-around. So a 16-13 lead for the Wolves. 3.9 seconds left here in the first quarter. Nice job, Kai, making that second one. He's 4 for 6. He's got 8 points here in the quarter for the Glacier Bears. Into Audison. Audison, let's go at the buzzer. No good. The end of the first quarter of play. We've got the Wrangell Wolves 14, or Wrangell Wolves 16, Haynes Glacier Bears 14. So 2-point lead for the Wolves. Quick rundown of the scoring. Sada Franks with 8, Swinton with 1, Morgan with 2, and Isaac Wing with 3 for the Wolves. Robert Marshall with 6, Michael Audison with 6, and Bryce Gerald with 4. Kind of been up and down game here. A lot of action early, also a lot of fouls. Glacier Bears have shot 10 free throws so far. 7 for 10 from the free throw line. So they got half of their points to come from the free throw line here in the first quarter. So a lot of it's going to depend on how the officials call this. Glacier Bears have both Fowler and Swinton and Turner, apparently. Looks like 3 guys with 2 fouls. Wolves have Mason Dingwall is the only person that has 2 for them. So another quick shout-out here. Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KHNS, by Lutac Lumber, Alaska Power and Telephone Haynes, Old Roots Market Center, Southeast Road Builders, Hauser's IGA, The Parts Place, and the Captain's Choice Motel. Thank you to all you Glacier Bear supporters in the Upper Lynn Canal.